knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry if you love films.
We all love film and we're in a hurry, so let's get right to Dean Richards.
Dean Richards is at an airport. You're at Migs Field,
again.
Dean? Is that right?
Again, I refuse to give up Migs Field. I don't care what anybody says. I realize there's not an airport here anymore.
So what?
This is my airport of choice.
All right, let's do this then. We'll reverse things. We'll do the movie reviews first, and then if you have time, there's
we'll
a couple
chit-chat.
Of stories about movies that we want to run past you. But you tell us when you have to go. Just give us a 2-minute warning, okay?
I'll give you as much warning as I can with that. I think we should be okay, though. Movies, we've got actually mostly good ones this week, surprisingly, right before the Oscars. That doesn't happen very often. We've got Lego Movie 2, the second part, about 5 years ago. I knew that was going to happen. I knew they were going to come on the overhead speaker. About 5 years ago, the first Lego movie came out and was a surprise hit. Lego Batman movie came out a couple of years ago, was even a bigger hit with Will Arnett, and they've, all the characters are back together again, and they, have new adventures, but it's got that same very funny, irreverent tone. It's just as funny for little kids as it is big kids. I really like Lego 2. And I gave it a Dean's List B+.
Wow.
All right, that's great news. Great news. Now, I have to say, Dean, that first Lego movie was one of the most pleasant surprises I've ever had in a movie theater. I thought it would be average at best, and it was really, really funny.
It's really funny. And the second one, I think, is, the surprise element isn't there, because I went in thinking, I hope this is going to be as clever as the first one. And
sure.
I think it is pretty much as clever as the first one. Really creative, really catchy, really funny, irreverent songs in this one. I really liked it a lot.
All right, so a high mark for Lego 2. The next
high
one
mark
is
for Lego 2.
What Men Want.
The Taraji P. Henson movie that everyone is they're appearing everywhere. The stars are appearing everywhere. Taraji P. Henson, Tracy Morgan. This is a gender reversal from the old Mel Gibson movie, What Women Want. This one's called What Men Want, where Taraji's character gets conked on the head and gets the ability to hear what men are really thinking, the inner thoughts of men. I know many of you listening today often wonder, what's Wendy hearing what Bill is thinking right now?
Actually, Dean, the question is, are men thinking anything? Not what are they thinking, are they thinking?
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. What's going on in my head? Remember that noise that, was it Snoopy? Is it Snoopy or Woodstock? I can't remember, the Peanuts cartoons. Mm-hmm. Just like that weird whispery kind of sound. That's usually what's going on in my head. But this movie, there's kind of a serious subplot to this of gender discrimination. Taraji's character is a sports agent in an all-male world and can't get a promotion, can't get a break because she's a woman. And this ability to hear men's thoughts helps her manipulate around all that. It's funny. Tracy Morgan is funny as always. I like this one, too. It's just like a nice breath of fresh air in movies right now, and I gave it a Dean's List B. The one that I think is going to be a little difficult for people to go watch, although I hope people do go see it because it's really great, is this Liam Neeson movie, Cold Pursuit, which is about a father whose son gets murdered, and he goes on a revenge tear. Trying to avenge his son's murder. It's not at all like the Taken movies that Liam Neeson has done. This one is much more like a Coen Brothers movie, almost a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's funny. It's exceedingly violent. Mostly it's just a funny, dark, very violent comedy. All of that said, with the confession that Liam Neeson made this week, 40 years ago, admitting to seeking out a black person to get even with, to kill, as he said, because a friend of his was raped by a black person. He's taken a lot of heat on that for the last couple of days. You can all decide whatever you think about that. But it's more than ironic that he's got a revenge movie out about a murder, and this real-life story about something he did 40 years ago has come out. So I liked the movie quite a bit, and I gave it a Dean Fliss B+.
All right, Dean, let me ask you a quick question. And again, when you have to go to catch your plane, just give us a minute or two warning, and we'll let you go. But if you're the company that puts this movie out, I think it's Lionsgate that's the producers on this movie.
Right.
This has to be an absolute PR nightmare for you, right?
Absolutely. They were getting such great reviews. Universally, people really liked this movie. It was plugging along. It had all the potential. Liam Neeson in a twist on these kinds of movies that we know him for the Taken franchise. It's really different from those movies. Plugging along, it looked like it was going to be a big hit. This week, they had to cancel the red carpet premiere. Liam Neeson was supposed to make appearances in places and wasn't able to because of all the controversy. So, yes, absolutely a PR nightmare, and I'm just so curious to see if people are going to wind up going to see this movie or not, or if this whole thing, which, you know, what a nightmare and what a horrible thing to have had happen in your life. But part of me gives him a lot of credit for being honest and, you know, saying what he did and how regretful it was and how he sought help for it. He was being nothing but honest. So, you know, I don't know if people are going to have bad feelings toward him about this or not. I have no idea what's going to happen.
He was scheduled to be on Stephen Colbert's show either tomorrow night or Monday night. I can't remember which. And he himself canceled the appearance. He said the timing on it isn't good. I wonder what the next few days, weeks, months, and years will be like for him if this will harm his career, you know?
Right, right. We've never had anything like this. He could have taken this this horrible secret to his grave and not said anything. He chose to be honest about it. So we've just never seen anything like this ever come out before. So who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. All right. On to something much, much happier. You shared some good news with the WGN audience the other day on Steve Cochran's show. Wendy and I both are elated. New footage or restored footage from Bozo Circus.
Bozo.
Coming
as
a special on the 17th.
Yeah, we've got another Bozo special. It's not new footage because, as you know, in the infinite wisdom of WGN executives in the past, they chose not to keep any of the old Bozo or keep very little of the old Bozo footage. But what we've done is taken some footage that we've had it digitally restored. We're going to air this in a special called Bozo Circus, the 1960s, on February 17th. And it's going to be super cool to see all of this unedited, exactly the way it ran on the air, and crystal clear, beautiful, restored footage. So we're super excited about that. And super excited that this coming Sunday, we're going to be airing as a WGN family classic. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World in its original form.
I have to see that.
A 3.5-hour movie that when it ran in theaters, they had an intermission. They presented it like a play. Theater owners were going crazy because, you know, they could only show it a certain number of times because the movie was long.
Yeah.
But we actually edited only one word out of the movie. There's a point at which Peter Falk, who plays a cab driver, refers to somebody as retard.
Oh.
And we just didn't think that was, an appropriate thing. It didn't really change the context of, the movie in any way, but just felt a little bit offensive. So that's the only thing that we edited out. Otherwise, it's running its original form. Everybody who, virtually everybody who was a star at that time is in this movie. And during the movie, I have some very interesting stories about who's in, who couldn't be in, who wanted to be in, people who are going to be in the movie, and then at the last minute wound up couldn't be in the movie. So in addition to the movie, some very interesting things that we're sprinkling in.
Sometimes because they died, right? Like Ernie Kovacs was supposed to
Ernie
be.
Ernie Kovacs
got
killed
in a
car
accident.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm such a fan.
Yep. Exactly right. But anyway, that's going to be Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Are you surprised in a world where remakes are the norm that this movie, there was never any attempt to remake the movie, ever? Are you surprised?
No, I think, I guess not, just because it's, it would be like remaking Gone with the Wind. Classics in their own way, but there's no way that you could get the number of stars in a movie like like they did then. I don't think that could ever happen again today.
Yeah.
If they did it, it would pale in comparison. You know, do you really want to see, Vin Diesel It's a Mad, Mad World 2?
No, I'll answer now.
With Zach Galifianakis? Yes.
Well, Zach, yes.
Maybe. Zach Galifianakis in the Jonathan Winters role?
Yes. Now we're talking. Now we've got a sale.
That would be awesome.
Excellent. All right. Have a safe flight. You going to California?
Going to California, talking with Craig Ferguson and some of the other voices in How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Three.
Eight.
Or whatever number it is. Yes.
I hear your two. I raise your three. Dragon. Whatever dragons need to be trained. All right. Well, Dean, fly safely, and we'll talk to you in a week. Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend, you guys. See you.
Thanks, Dean
Richards.